Figure 723, I think, is a work in progress, first of all, but it really summarizes what it is we need to examine when we start talking about cardiac function. If you look at the beginning, the electrical stimulus, the ECG or the EKG, produces an excitation-contraction coupling based on the basal state of the myocardium, the autonomic status, the conditions of the myocardium. It will produce a sarcomeric force, and actually a sarcomeric force vector in many different directions at slightly different times. And that sarcomeric force vector operates through a myocardial shape factor. It could be a football shape or basketball shape or cone shape, but geometry will play a role in determining what the bulk myocardial elastance will be. Now, this elastance will change as a function of time, and it will operate upon the ventricular volume, in this case EdV minus V0, and produce an ideal ventricular pressure, which we've termed the isovolumic pressure, or P-iso. Now, P-iso, once ejection begins, is degraded by myocardial losses, such as source parameters, resistance, or the viscous element that we added, to produce an actual ventricular pressure. Because ejection has occurred, there will be valve losses, and you will measure aortic pressure downstream of the valve. The aortic pressure will interact with the arterial load impedance, the input impedance of the arterial system, to produce an aortic flow. Now, problems can occur in any one of these steps, but if all we measure is the outflow or output variables such as aortic flow, aortic pressure, or left ventricular pressure, we really don't have a very good idea of where the problems in poor cardiac performance have occurred. Did they occur in the excitation-contraction phase? Is it a problem with the shape? Is it a problem with ventricular volume such as hydration? Is it a problem with excessive source losses, such as the myocardial losses we've talked about? Or is it due to excessive valve losses? So understanding this overview of cardiac function is extremely important if we really want to get a handle on what it is we need to measure to understand cardiac function.